Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Oh,
Let us pray again. O Almighty and most merciful God, of thy bountiful goodness keep us, we beseech you, from all things that may hurt us, that we may be ready for both the body and the soul, may cheerfully accomplish those things that you would have us to do. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our confessional reading from the Augsburg. The chief article of the faith is our of the distinction of meats. It has been the general persuasion, not of the people alone, but also of those teaching in the churches, that make distinctions of meats, and like traditions of men, are works profitable to merit grace and able to make satisfaction for sins, and that the world so thought appears from this that new ceremonies, new orders, new holy days, and new fasting were daily instituted, and the teachings in the church did exact those works as a service necessary to merit grace, and did gratefully terrify men's consciences if they should omit any of these things. From this persuasion concerning traditions, much determined has resulted in the church. So far the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 44. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I formed thee, thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud of thy transgressions, and as a cloud of your sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed you. Sing ye, O heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, lower parts of the earth. Break forth in singing, ye mountains and forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. So far the Old Testament reading. This morning's epistle is my sermon text. So I'm not going to read it now, I'll read it just prior to my sermon. Please rise to the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 9. And Jesus entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man is blaspheming. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Arise and walk. That you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. And then he said to the sick man, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. So far the Holy Gospel. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds. I now am one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 365.
Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So far. Like I said a moment ago, I believe that this morning's New Testament reading is one of the most important readings that we find in Holy Scripture. Justification, the most important word in the Bible. Justification. It has been studied, discussed, and many books have been written on it. Justification. Paul speaks of it quite often. In Romans chapter 3, verse 28, Paul says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deed of the law. Justification. What does it really mean? This morning I would like to clarify what justification means under our sermon theme, through faith in Christ, we are justified before God. What does through faith in Christ, we are justified before God mean? It means that Jesus Christ has paid the price, the penalty for all of our sin by his sacrifice and death on the cross. Paul tells us that Christ died for the ungodly. That's you and me. When? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Although at times we may be a little casual about our seriousness concerning sin, we need to keep remembering that sin is the source of all troubles in this life. Heartache, sadness, despair, and every other negative thing in our life is caused by sin. And unless we are delivered from it, the worst is still yet to come. Eternal death and the torments of hell for all who reject the forgiving grace and love of God through faith in Christ. Sin is in all of us. Sin is in people everywhere. To plague them in this life and to condemn them in all of eternity. While all these things go on among the people, God has reached out in love and sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait for us to turn around. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ died for the sinner, for you and me. We have now been justified by his blood. Jesus Christ made us just in the eyes of God by shedding his blood for us. And that's why Paul writes, we have now been justified by his blood. Now. Not something that is yet to happen, but now. Now, this very moment, we can stand before God forgiven, justified, because of Christ's sacrifice. God wants us to know and use his truth now. He wants us now to live without fear, because of what Christ has done for us, suffered and died, and rose again. We no longer have to fear God. We no longer have to fear his wrath. We no longer have to fear damnation, for through faith in Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we are justified before God, which means we can stand before God totally, totally forgiven. So let's not allow the devil to tempt us into thinking that when a crisis comes into our life, we are being punished for our sins. Now, true, God does punish sin. True, God does require hell and damnation for those whose sins against him are not forgiven. But the good news is that Jesus Christ has already met God's requirements. This Jesus did as he shed his blood upon Calvary's cross. And since we are justified before God through faith in Jesus Christ, God intends for us to live without fear, with our souls at peace, our hearts filled with joy. We can serve him best when we tell others about the good news of justification by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Paul also alludes to another important consideration concerning justification when he says, "Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by Christ's life." Yes, Christ's resurrection is our guarantee that God accepted the sacrifice of his Son. But the importance of his life before death is sometimes overlooked. God tells us to be perfect. He doesn't say do the best you can. He doesn't tell us that the Ten Commandments are multiple choice. He doesn't say try hard. He says be perfect. Well, as we all know by ourselves, that's impossible. To be justified completely means that we must stand before God completely holy. Even though the penalty for sins has been paid for by Christ, left to ourselves, we still stand guilty of sinning before God. Not only do we need the penalty of the sins removed, which the penalty of sins have been removed, we still need to have the guilt of the sinning removed to be made totally righteous before God. For Jesus Christ did more than just take away our sins, take away the penalty and the punishment. He also took away our guilt. That's so important. Jesus provided us with total justification to provide us with the righteousness to stand before God and hear him say to us, "You're not guilty." This is the good news of the gospel. The gospel shows us the greatness of God's love, his grace, and his total forgiveness. Through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Redeemer, we are totally justified before God. That is, not guilty. Not guilty in his sight, but holy, sinless, and guiltless. Not only has our sin been forgiven, but all the guilt of having done them has been removed. There is no question of punishment. My dear friends in Christ, we are no longer guilty. We are free from the guilt and the punishment of sin now, not something in the future, but now. Remember, we are God's children. And yes, through faith in Christ, we are justified before God now. No greater gift could ever be given to any one of us. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joy of eternal life heaven. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
on behalf of Donna Rappi. She's not doing very well. Let's keep her in our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of Donna. We realize the seriousness of her condition, but we also realize the seriousness of your grace. We're praying that you give her the strength that is needed, and whatever the problem is, if it is your will, that it can be overcome through the medicine, the doctors that you have given us as gifts. But above everything, strengthen her faith in Jesus Christ, giving her the assurance that she is your child, that she had been redeemed by the blood of Christ on Calvary's cross many years ago, and that the future is secure because of what he has done for all of us. We turn Donna over to your care, Father. We know that she is in good hands, she is in yours, and nothing shall ever separate her from your love. The other is a prayer request by Danny and Jerry. They've been married 44 years. Now, somebody remind me at the end of the service to sing Happy Anniversary, okay? But right now we'll just have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with joy in our hearts over the fact that you have given Denny and Jerry 44 years of marriage. And through it all, you have sustained them in their love and care for each other, their faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We pray that if it is your will, continue these blessings so that they can look back upon many more years with heartfelt thanks, giving all glory to you. But above everything else, we want to thank you for having brought them into the saving knowledge of Christ, because where there is faith in Christ, there is forgiveness of sins and the guarantee of eternal life in heaven. So we turn this couple over to your care, Father. We know that they are in good hands. They are in yours, and nothing shall ever separate them from your love. We approach your throne of grace in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you call us unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us this morning. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of his holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen. We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. Give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, who worships Trinity in person, and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he gave thanks, he gave it to the same. Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He did that. The remission of your sins. He did it. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give it down. Take a drink. This is the true love. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for you the remission of your sin. Take a drink. This is the true blood. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take a drink. This is the true blood.
Blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you and the ones you faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
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 Take and eat. This is the true body. For the remission of your sins. Give in death for the remission of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body. For the remission of Jesus Christ. Give in death for the remission of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body. Savior Jesus Christ, given and died for the remission of your sins. Thank you.
through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of your mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and toward love for one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.